President Obama back in campaign mode at a shipyard in Virginia, warning about the dangers of the mandatory budget cuts.
So these cuts are wrong. They're not smart. They're not fair. They're a self-inflicted wound that doesn't have to happen.
While the president is determined to find a way to avoid the cuts, Republicans like Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee are just as committed to seeing them through.
Okay, the brakes have got to be put on. And we're committed to this. We realize the severity of it. And it's kind of one of those forks in the road, if you will, where you say, you can't kick the can anymore. Give me the can. It's spending cuts. It's got to happen.
Blackburn is typical of the Republican majority in the House of Representatives, which, with the backing of Tea Party elements, is bent on reducing the size of the federal government.
It is encouraging for me to see so many of my colleagues and also the American people come to the realization that the federal government is too big, it's too unwieldy, it spends too much money, it has too much control over our lives.
Congressional Democrats say the Republicans' single-minded approach on budget cuts is an obstacle to compromise and will hurt the economy. Among those taking issue is House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
They're just making noise. They're just saying something that might have good sound for domestic consumption back home. But they did not come here to legislate. They're not here to get something done because their caucus is dominated by anti-government ideologues.
Polls show the public will blame Republicans if the budget cuts turn out to be severe. But many Republicans are more worried about the reaction from conservatives if they back away from budget cuts, says analyst Norm Ornstein.
If you're sitting there in the House, you may be mildly fearful that there could be a huge backlash. But the bigger risk for most of those members is the backlash from their own right wing, not from a broader public uneasiness with the direction they're going.
But others believe there's plenty of blame to go around for both sides, including Republican analyst Scott Faulkner.
Because everybody is so mired in their own biases, they're not willing to look up from those biases and really govern. They're in permanent campaign mode. And that means they can't govern.
Both sides now await reaction from the public as the budget cuts slowly take effect. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.